Welcome to Beside the Still Waters, a live radio ministry by Pastor Sammy Jechi, resident pastor of the Royal Temple, ICGC Awoshi. My dear friend, the Word of God.
The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around. There were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. And he said to me, let's all read it together. Let's get into the conversation. Let's read it together. Let's go. Son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, oh Lord, you know. Aya. And he said to me, let's all go to it. And he said to me, what? Oh, come on. I want the temple to go. And he said to me, what? Prophesy to these bones and say to them, oh, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Let's go to the next one. Verse 5. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will live. I will live to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise and suddenly a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Hallelujah. Come on, is somebody following me? Indeed, I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over, but there to the breath in them. And he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come, I want you to say that thing with me. Let's go. Four winds, oh breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. Hallelujah. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Mako Shakataya. Somebody is about to give birth to an army. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? Now, listen. This prophecy was commanded around the year 722, the whole. And at that time, Ezekiel, the whole of the house of Israel, especially the northern kingdom, was in captivity under the Babylonians. And so what happened was that once the northern kingdom was in captive, okay, the northern kingdom were also brought into it. And so around 586 BC, all the two kingdoms were totally under servitude, if you can, under the Babylonians. But you know what? The Medo-Persian empire also rose once upon a time, and they subdued the Babylonians. And so all the nations that the Babylonians had captured, all right, into captivity, now were set free. And so in actual fact, when Ezekiel was prophesying, they were prophesying about the situation of Israel, At that time, they were in captive. They were serving their masters, and they felt like they were dejected. Now, the period of captivity was 140 years. Can you imagine? Now, the nation Israel had been in captivity for about three or four, almost four generations. And so God steps in, and thank God for the people of Israel. Anywhere they were taken to, they never turned away from God. They kept their tradition. They kept their faith in God. So it was in the midst of their trusting God that one day God will show up. Yahweh was going to show up to deliver them. That God opened the eyes of Ezekiel and took him to the valley and said, look into the valley. See, and the bones are very dry, and not dried, but they are scattered. And God is questioning Ezekiel that, can these bones live? At that time, Ezekiel didn't have the faith to say yes, because he didn't know the mind of God concerning the dry bones. Now, here is the principle. Sometimes when you find yourself in a problem, you hardly can say that it shall be well, no matter what, because the problem has overwhelmed you, has swallowed you up. It will take another force, another presence to get you to know that that situation can change no matter what. And so when Ezekiel was asked this question, he had given this answer. Now, you see, God comes in and he said, prophesy. The word for the prophet is nabi in the Hebrew language. Now, when a prophet is prophesying and is being asked also to prophesy, it means that you must nabo, you must prophesy the doing word of the prophet. Is somebody here with me? Now, immediately God asked him to prophesy, energy, anointing came from heaven and overshadowed Ezekiel, and he began to prophesy to the bones. This morning, somebody is going to be turned a nabi, and you are going to nabo, you are going to prophesy, and when you speak the prophetic word, situations will respond to your voice. Oh, come on, can I have a see prophet? And yeah, come on. Ah, this morning I know I'm going to see prophetesses. I'm going to see prophets. Is somebody here with me? All ladies, are you ready to prophesy? Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? Sometimes, you see, when you have heard the word, time and again, on and on and on. So it's one of the things. Today, just take a different posture. Tell yourself, I am going to prophesy. My God. If there is nothing you can prophesy, but maybe there's no problem, thank God. All you have to do is to prophesy into your future. Speak things into your future. Let me tell you, things are just working around you against your future. But you are going to stand your grounds on the basis of the word of God and prophesy about your children, prophesy the word into your life about you, your siblings, your father. Speak the word into your future. Every young person here, are you here with me? The words today will speak into your future and cause your future to respond to the prophetic word that is going to come out of your life. And you tell yourself, it shall be well with me. Kabo Shaka. Can somebody say, it shall be well with me? You are listening to your body. You are listening to your body. Some of you want to speak softly. It shall be well with me. Hey. receive Patapa spirit. Come on, is somebody here with me? Some of you are too gentle for my liking. It shall be well with me. Feeling I can hear. This morning, you will speak the word. Is somebody here with me? Can you say it shall be well with me? Can you say it well? My Lord and my God. Mako Shakatayama. I'm getting close to you. In Jesus' name. Listen. Can you say it shall be well with me? Some of you are still depending. You're looking at your lipo. It shall be well with me. Huh? Forget about it. Speak to your future. Speak to the moment you say it shall be well with me, everything about your life is responding. Yeah. Are you hearing me? Yeah. Promotion is responding. Yeah. Is somebody here with me? Yeah. Mako Shakayama. Listen to me. The dry bones were dead. Do you know what was happening? It was resurrection. That was happy is real in bones, not wet bones. And resurrection is reinvention. You're reinventing your life to respond to the words that you are speaking. Can somebody prophesy? I won't stay long here. Come on, just say, it shall be well with me. The devil is a liar. I'm telling you, I said the devil is a liar. I want you to be crazy. I want some crazy 10 people to scream. No, wait. To scream, it shall be well with me. It shall be well. Every sin that has been spoken against, it shall be. Every sickness that threatens your destiny, it shall be. Any kind of poverty that seems to be creeping into your life, it shall be. Come on, can I have some crazy people who want to prophesy into their lives? Come on, is somebody here with me? Listen to me. Sometimes the bones are dry. You look at the bones and you say, as for this bone, I'm wondering whether it shall be well. But let me tell you this morning, listen, something new is about to kick in. And when God steps his foot into the waters will be stirred. Let me tell you, listen, somebody might scream, it shall be well with you. It's a lie. It's threatening your life. It's telling you your life is short. That is a lie. It shall be. Do you know something? In the office, people fear you. They fear you because of what you can say. Do you know that you are more than a ballistic missile in the hands of God? Ah, my God. This morning, I don't want you to nod. You are not a lizard. You are a human being. Say yes. Come on, do you hear what I'm saying? You are not a lizard. Say yes. Say, it shall be well with me. Hey, ladies, you too, you will marry some. Come on, is somebody here with me? Praise God. The more you say shall be well, God will open the eyes of the gentlemen. Yes. Gentlemen. Hey, may your eyes see my daughters. How can you be married out in, marry? You always see my choristers sing. Why do you think they dance? Fabi Biara Mano. They are showing to me too, I'm here. Me too, I'm here. Me too, I'm here. The moment you are ready, you are going somewhere. Come on, are you here with me? It shall be well with you.
Stay tuned, but we'll be right back. You are welcome back to Beside the Still Waters.
Stand, stand. When they are not getting up, push them to stand. Every man who is not married. Hey, are you telling me all the men here, you are married? Are you sure all of you are married? All of you, are you married? May the Lord open your eyes to begin to see. Is somebody here with me? Hallelujah. People, sit down. Amen. For the rest of the year, we will marry people. Oh, Pastor, it is expensive to get prophesy. Prophesy into your pocket. Prophesy. Come on, is somebody here with me? Every day, I don't have money. Every prophesy. Prophesy. In Jesus' name. And it shall be well with you. This morning, do you have hands? Show me your hand. Hey, the girls are happy, oh. Tell somebody, I am blessed. You know, so you are prophesying to yourself. You are prophesying. You see, blessing is not money. Blessing is peace of mind. Blessing is soundness of mind. There is peace, even though you don't have money, as you should, but you are happy. Is somebody here with me? Sometimes people watch you and they are wondering, how come she is every day happy? How come he is every day happy? But it looks like everything is not in order, but he is happy. Nobody can buy joy. Come on, is somebody here with me? Blessing is favor. Listen, the person you don't think will love you tends to love you. Since it's meant to speak for you. Oh, come on, is somebody here with me? Blessings is mercy. Even though you don't deserve it, the Lord says it is his time. Blessing is goodness. Is somebody here with me? Thank God your children didn't go wayward. Thank God your children didn't face anything untoward. Thank God. Listen, thank God you are alive today. Thank God you can lift up your hand and say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank God. Listen, somebody is blessed. Come on, what am I talking about? Prophesy. We are going to prophesy. I want you to release some hard and strong blessings over your life. Five of them. Shall we go? Are you ready? Wait. Are you ready? Are you ready? You are going to say, I am blessed.
Amen.
Do it 5 times. Let's go.
I am blessed. 3. 4. The last one. The devil is in confusion now. He will threaten to hit your children with sickness, but because you have made this declaration, he will turn back and run away. Are you hearing me? Listen, sometimes it is not how hard you clap and roll your hand. It is the faith on the inside that no matter what, it shall be well with you. Oh, come on, come on. Is somebody here with me? Is somebody here with me? Give God a better clap. For certain strange reason, all my friends think I am very rich. I think I look rich. I receive it in Jesus' name. I won't say no. No. Yes. I am. When I'm a penny for no. If you say, I say yes, me a penny. Amen. For certain strange reason. I was talking to one friend of mine. He's in the US. I said, oh, na someone dear mood say they are more na more. I said, what broach you know? Me walk Ghana high reaction, you know. Me. You know something? When God's hand is upon you, even when you don't have, people think you have. And indeed, God is going to honor his name in your life. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? Come on, give God praise. Give God praise. Give God praise. Verse 11, then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. Therefore prophesy, verse 12, prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, oh my people, and brought you out from your graves. Now listen to verse 14. I will place in you, and you shall live. I will place you in your own land, and you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord. Come on, give God praise. The graves are going to open. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? Now, the same spirit that revived Jesus is about to revive that dead part of your life. And that dead part is going to receive life. And you will come out and know that indeed Jehovah is God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You will not be beggarly. You will not be beggarly. Enough of the beggarliness. Listen. Your time for elevation is very close. It's very close. It's very close. It's very close. Somebody is going to receive some anointing, and that anointing is going to cause you to speak things. Listen, in a few minutes time, you are going to get up and you are going to speak things. Speak unusual things. Things that you have never said before. Listen, those of you with babies, this is the opportune time to speak into the baby's life and tell them who they will become in the name of Jesus. There will not be any life accidents. Nothing will come their way. Once you speak, God will take them through. Come on, is somebody here with me? Are you here with me? I have no shadow of doubt that the devil, listen to me, the devil cannot take his seat in your house. He has no power. He can't take his seat in your house. I said he has no power. He has no power. He has no power to control your destiny. Do you know the only person who can destroy your destiny is you? If there is a witch, you are the witch. Who would do yourself? Are you hearing me? As for witches, you came to meet them. And you will live with them. And die and leave them. They will continue. Are you hearing me? But the moment you receive the message that they are overly destroying, I'm telling you, it will affect you. Oh, come on, is somebody here with me? This morning, you are going to prophesy. Can you get what I'm saying? Can you catch it? You are going to speak within the space of 2-3 minutes. This is to speak some dangerous things. Those of you with children, listen. This is the time to mention all of them. Is somebody here with me? Do you know these are very, very strategic time. You know Aduma? Eh? Yes. Spirits are being invoked. Listen, in the second watch of the day, and you are going to speak things. Is somebody here with me? You're not going to say much. Now you're going to compress what you will say for the next many years into just 2-3 minutes. And it depends on the faith in you. These hands are blessed. Show them to me. Mako Shaka. There are some of you out there. There are some things happening in your life. I'm telling you, don't say I am young. Are you ready? Show me these hands. These hands are going to make profits. Is somebody here with me? These hands are going to receive promotion. Breakthroughs are coming your way. Everything you do, these hands are going to see long life in the name of Jesus. Nothing will cut your life short in the name of Jesus. Come on, is somebody here with me? Can you prophesy? Can you speak to that bone? Please stand on your feet, everybody. I want you to begin to say, we have just 2 minutes to whisper. Just lift your hand. Begin to speak. Speak. I don't want you to whisper. You just speak in tongues. Pray. Pray. Pray with all kinds of prayer. I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
We hope you have been inspired and transformed by today's message. If you want to talk to God's servant or for copies of today's message and other messages by Pastor Sammy Jechi, please call 0243-323-414, 0243-323-414, or 057-462-9174, 057-462-9174. Until we meet beside the still waters, same time, same place, stay blessed. ICGC The Royal Temple, Awoshi, is located on the Chapel Hill off the Awoshi Highway, directly behind the Anyao Market.